True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Okay, hang on here. Hang on. Trying to get the headphones plugged. There we go.
There we go.
What the heck was I doing here today? I'm not sure what happened there, but I thought I was ready to go. I think what threw me off. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, as I was trying to, you can hear me moving around the microphone or everything. My phone is just like frozen. Okay, there it was. It was just frozen where it wouldn't do anything. You know how that happens sometimes. Ethan, how are you?
Peachy.
Ethan's looking at me like, what the hell are you doing, dude? I've got all this set up for you. Everything should have been smooth.
And platter. Silver platter.
Yeah, it didn't happen. I didn't execute here at the beginning of the show. The Hall of Famer, Fred, is here in the studio, of course. How are you, Fred?
I'm good. I'm
Fred
worn out.
Fred over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Just from everything that's been happening the last couple of days?
Yeah, I know. Just today.
Usually I would introduce Sue first, but she was kind of settling in as well.
I had to get my blanket.
Yeah, I know. I had to get the blanket, too. I've been here for a little while, and then, of course, you walk into the frozen tundra here in this studio. Yeah. So what I understand, it's Wiggins' birthday today. Is that what happened?
Yes, it is Ryan Wiggins' birthday. My birthday was last Friday, and Annie's show did something very creative where Annie last week came to me. She said, listen, I know today's your birthday. Let's put off celebrating it until Ryan's birthday, which is actually on Tuesday, so we can kind of overshadow his birthday with your birthday.
Oh.
So Trisha comes in with a cake and a cake pop, and she says, they're setting it all up. Happy birthday, Ethan. They gave me this big cake.
Big, beautiful cake.
And they give Ryan Wiggins this tiny little cake.
Little cake. Look how he's treated on that show. Although, at least that show acknowledged your birthday.
We were I was forced to.
We forgot about it until he brought it up during Sue's news, Fred.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So, unfortunately, man, I got to write. You know, even when I write notes in my stupid iCal, I still forget about things all the time. So, I don't know. That is just the way it is.
I'm not good with it. I'm just not.
Like with the calendar thing?
Well, calendar stuff, yes. And but
remembering birthdays and everything.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Well, that's where Facebook actually helps. Ethan, I don't think we're friends on Facebook, are we? We should, because honestly, one of the only things that... That's probably good advice.
Mark, I'm pretty sure at one point I requested you as a friend on Facebook. I don't know if you've answered me back, though.
And you know why, though, is because there's a lot of people out there probably have
feelings
done that.
Are hurt.
I don't do a lot. Every once in a while, like, there'll be a random day where I'll go through, I'm like, oh, there's like 150 friend requests, and then I'll just say, okay, whatever. But then that comes back to haunt me sometimes just because I'm letting listeners and everyone else in. It really doesn't matter. But I don't do much on Facebook. I've made that clear. Really, I kind of post things about the bunny. And my wife's birthday was the other day, so I posted about that. But I don't do anything. It's so toxic. You know, they've been talking about this the last few days, how toxic social media is, and it is.
A cool feature, though, that Apple phones will have is when you text someone, and maybe Androids do or Samsungs do, but when you text someone happy birthday, Apple will give you the option to update on, like, their contact their birthday.
Right.
And if you click update, it will pop up on your iCalendar that it's that person's birthday.
No, and I get that and everything. But then you got to look at your iCal.
Do you I look at mine every day. I use mine religiously.
Yeah,
so that's
well, you
why.
Should. I think that's the whole purpose of a calendar. I miss meetings and appointments on a regular basis, and it's because I don't look at my iCal. All right, well, we got a lot to get to. Fred said he's been very busy. There's been a lot of activity when it comes to the, I'd say, the information about the shooter and the assassin of Charlie Kirk. And again, I don't like to say his name. You know, Selena Zito was on the stage last July in Butler. Her book, Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland, came out about 3 months ago. I saw Selena, Fred, you were gone last week, but I saw her on social. She got very emotional. And I think she admitted, we'll ask her about this, look, the emotion kind of came out in this moment because in the situation with the president, well, first of all, nobody died. Well, that's not true, actually. But the president wasn't killed live on TV. But she even said, you know, she was covering that story. So it was part of her job, and I think that she did get pretty emotional. James Fishback is going to join us a little later this hour. He is, you know, I meant to have him on last week, and we had to cancel him because of what happened with Charlie Kirk, and he kind of dug into some of those jobs numbers that were revised significantly. So we got that coming up. We have a bunch of other things, including Brad Young. Ian Scherer is going to update us on some Apple and iPhone news in the latter part of the show. And we'll, of course, have an audio cut of the day. But we had a news conference today from Utah. And there's a text exchange that is read by Jeff Gray, who is he the police chief, Fred?
No, he's the Utah County Attorney.
He's like the prosecutor.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, so they go up there today, and he kind of lays some of this stuff out there and gives details. Now, I have to play this because this was not on the CBS Evening News. This was on, like, the whatever stream they have for the CBS Evening News. I think they call it CBS Evening News Plus or something like that, right?
Right.
And Fox has, like, you can watch Fox News, but I remember during the fires early this year, they had something on YouTube TV where it was like Fox Plus, and you could see different coverage from across the country. It was just handled differently, and it was on a different station. So I don't know if this is just streaming or whatever it is, but John Dickerson is the guy you're going to hear, who used to be the anchor of the CBS Evening News. And they sort of put him into a different responsibility, different assignment. Who knows? But who knows? But this is yesterday. Okay. Like, all last week and through the weekend, you had people on the left trying to convince the American public. Because, look, people on our side, we get it. Why did this happen to Charlie Kirk? Oh, there's a big mystery, right? This guy hated him because of his position on everything, including the trans issue. No, that can't be. This is a guy who is to the right of Charlie Kirk. He wanted to silence him because of Nick Fuentes, the Christian white nationalist, white supremacist. That's what this was all about, right? Well, no, I don't think so. It's pretty clear here. Let's look at the bullet casings that say, hey, fascist, catch me, right? So is there mystery around that? Well, John Dickerson at CBS News, at least up until last night, the narrative has changed significantly here, goes on and says this.
5 days after Charlie Kirk's murder, the shooter's motive remains elusive. No writings left behind, vague secondhand testimony. That uncertainty and the risk of drawing sweeping conclusions suggests the murder may share similarities with recent violence not driven by an obvious political ideology.
Nope, not
at
all.
The FBI recently recognized a new category, nihilistic violent extremism. For tonight's interview, we are joined by Matthew Kreiner, executive director of the Institute for Countering Digital Extremism.
No, we are not joined by Matthew Kreiner because I'm not going to play that, but it's just ridiculous that he can go on with a straight face. This is another example of Hall of Fame level journalistic malpractice. I would love to, and maybe I will, maybe I'll figure out how to tune into John Dickerson's little broadcast that pairs with the CBS Evening News and see what he said about Jeff Gray, who, and I'm just saying that when I was coming in a couple hours ago, he was reading this text message exchange. It was riveting, right? This is the most information that we've gotten. We've had some things that have leaked out about this. Some of the things that had leaked out that were confusing. For example, remember, Fred, in the aftermath, you might not remember this because you were off last week, but Sue, in the aftermath of this, there were two things that were confusing. One, Cash Patel goes on there and he says, look, we got a guy in suspect, and then that guy was released. I have some information about him that's interesting. But they also had reported that the father was a minister and also a deputy sheriff. So that's where this is where the early reporting sort of gets off the rails, and there's some truth to that. So His father apparently, I think, was a minister, but there was a deputy sheriff, a friend of the family, who got involved. Because what happened was, is, and Fred, you correct me if I'm wrong on any of this.
I thought it was a marshal. Was that a false story, too?
Today's news conference said it was a sheriff. Former sheriff.
Yeah, former sheriff's deputy. So what they said happened was, is that, and this is where I'll get into some of the audio here, is that after this occurs, he hides the weapon. I mean, Fred, let me start with this here. Don't you think it sounded from the text exchange that this kid thought he was going to get off scot-free?
He thought he left no evidence behind.
He didn't think
for the gun.
So he was worried because he wrapped the gun in the towel. He was worried that his fingerprints were on there, and he said, "I got to get the gun." He was even texting that there was a patrol car that was stationed nearby.
Wow!
And he thought, and he tells the roommate that if in fact I can get the gun, and he goes, "I was going to try to keep this secret till the day I died," which may come a little sooner rather than later.
Wow.
In this case, so the roommate, who is trans, like biological male transitioning to become a female, that's confusing to me, because if the shooter is attracted to the male, I can't account for that. But that plays a big role here. There was something that happened yesterday that was confusing. There are a lot of things that have happened confusing. Wait a second. You're telling me that there was a note that was left, but that was a piece of evidence that was destroyed? How does that happen? You remember hearing that at all?
I do.
Okay, so that was cleared up a little bit. So he texts why he thinks that the text messages aren't going to, stand the test of time, because he's telling the roommate to delete all this stuff. But underneath the keyboard of the computer, there was a note where he basically admitted to doing this. And I think he told the roommate to destroy the note. I also think that the roommate took a picture of the note, which is why we know what was on. That's what I heard. Did you hear that a little bit, Fred?
Well,
I think that's what happened.
The roommate was helpful in turning him over, or at least cooperative.
Oh, absolutely. They named the guy today. Now, I'm a little worried about that, because it does seem that the parents, and not only the father, but they made very clear that the mother was involved in this, in encouraging, her son to turn him in. Because what happened was, is he wanted to off himself. He says that to, his dad. They convince him to come to the house. The friend of the family is involved there, and that's when they get to the point where they're going to turn him in. So some questions that came up with Jeff Gray.
Mr. Gray, Garrett Tenney with Fox News. Do you have any indication that transgender issues played a role in the motivations for this shooter?
I'm going to stick to what I just stated in my public, in our information. I think that is pretty much set forth there.
Mr. Gray, Ben Winslow, Fox 13 News. Just asking, are you planning to file additional charges against anyone else in connection with this?
Again, we don't have any information at this point of additional suspects, but I know that our law enforcement agencies are continuing to follow leads.
One of the things that was interesting is there is no conspiracy that's being unrolled here. They seem to think it's, these things change, that it is one shooter. He was the guy. And one of the questions was, well, how long, you make assumptions in these situations. How long did he plan this? How long would you guess, Sue?
I would guess a long time.
Yeah, it was a week.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what the roommate asked him. And he says about a week. And clearly he did it because he felt that Charlie Kirk was full of hate. He was spreading a hateful message. And that was certainly firm today. Someone should send that to John Dickerson. Selena Zito is going to have a lot to say on this. I want to hear her thoughts. She's coming up next.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks. You know, I'm going to air, Brad Young's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to air the entire exchange about the text messages
because
I only played a little bit of the audio and I thought it was very revealing from the prosecutor, Jeff Gray. So we'll get to that here in a couple hours because I don't ordinarily do that. You know, that would be something maybe suited for audio cut of the day, but it's so compelling and there's a fair amount of information that comes out of that that we'll air that a little bit later this afternoon. Selena Zito is back with us. Columnist, of course, for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner. She's got a book out that has been highly successful. Number one New York Times bestseller list, Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. She was on that stage in Butler last July. Selena, how are you this afternoon?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I know that from watching some interviews that you did and some social media that this really impacted you a lot more emotionally. I don't know if it was more than you expected, but differently than what happened in Butler last year. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah, that's absolutely accurate. There have been, you know, since the book came out, since that moment happened, and a lot of people have been curious, so how did this impact you? And I said, I didn't cry. I don't know why, meaning what happened in Butler. Mm-hmm. How did it, you know, impact mm-hmm. you? However, I don't know if it's penned up. I don't know if it was the similarity. I was watching it live. I don't know if it was the hearing the gunshots, which, you know, actually shouldn't trigger me because I go shooting. So I don't know what it was, but man, this hit me really hard. Mm. I was just really broken up about it. I still am. I still can't believe he's gone. This is a kid that I've known since he was 18 years old. And just, you know, this is someone I see the influence he's had and I see him reflected in a lot of the young people that I've covered in the past year and a half who have been drawn towards the conservative movement, but also drawn towards faith and purpose. He was just a good guy.
Some of the reaction has been horrific, but let's focus on the positive here for a little bit, because I know you wrote about the spiritual angle of this. I have admitted several times, and even a couple of guests have admitted, that I underestimated the influence I think that Charlie had on all these younger Americans. You might have been more dialed into that, but the aftermath has been fascinating from a variety of perspectives. Again, trying to keep the positive note here. We'll get to all the other crap in a second, but the amount of, you know, professional sports teams that have honored him, musicians and artists that have. I saw Bruce Pearl, the coach of the Auburn Tigers, on yesterday morning talking about Charlie Kirk. So there have been a lot of things in the aftermath of this last week that have been very positive and very inspirational to a certain extent, Selena.
Yeah, absolutely. If you read the book, Butler, and I hope people do, because it's not just about that moment. It's about what was going on in the country that people weren't paying attention to, including, and I detail this in the book, about how the movement of young people and how Charlie was part of that. So I was very aware of his influence. I saw it in all the young people that I interviewed. And these are young people. I went to my own parish on Sunday, which was out the door. It's a little country parish. And I went down to a non-denominational, and they had a full-on revival. Kids were coming from the busloads from the local colleges, from the University of Pittsburgh, from Duquesne University, from Chatham, Point Park University. You know, there's like a whole confluence of universities there in the city of Pittsburgh. It was a very diverse crowd, and a crowd that was there to say, we are bold and unafraid. And it was a very powerful moment.
So I played this in my open, but I have to play this for you in case you haven't heard it. This is John Dickerson, not on the CBS Evening News, but on what they sort of, I think, do online and they stream. So it's like a CBS Evening News Plus. And here is John Dickerson yesterday.
5 days after Charlie Kirk's murder, the shooter's motive remains elusive. No writings left behind, vague secondhand testimony. That uncertainty and the risk of drawing sweeping conclusions suggests the murder may share similarities with recent violence not driven by an obvious political ideology.
Now, they make the case that we may never know why he did this, why this kid did this in Utah. And it's been pretty clear to most of us from the start. It became even more clear if you saw that news conference this morning. But good Lord, here we go again with this media nonsense the last week, which has been incredible, Selena.
Yeah, it's really stunning. And I shouldn't be stunned. I shouldn't be, you know, I have been on the air and people have said to me, was Donald Trump really shot, Selena? Did that really happen? And this sort of goes right up there with that kind of line of speculation. And that's not our job as journalists. Our job is to report the facts as they are. It's not our job to insert our opinion or our wish or to wish cast. And that's how it's coming across. Now, maybe 5 years ago, my profession could get away with this. Maybe even 2 years ago, but not anymore.
So you're telling me that when you've been on set and you've been in interviews, when there have been moments where the camera mic's not on, people have actually asked you that?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Well, that puts that in a whole new category for me. I will say that because I know there's a lot of crazy out there.
It's a whole new category for me, too.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that, well, I may not have a poker face. At least I know not to just, you know, blurt out what I think of someone when they do that.
So the only person in the entire Democrat Party, Selena, that seems to be making sense and saying things that are right here and being cautious and is John Fetterman. He's the only one. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because John Fetterman's just grounded in reality. He's a guy who lives in Braddock, Pennsylvania, right? He doesn't live in some cushy suburb. If you look up Braddock, Pennsylvania, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get what she's saying. And it is so unbelievably ridiculous that there's only one Democrat that is being normal about this. And it's truly confounding because I don't think that Democrats and or my profession understand the larger impact that the way they're behaving is having on the country. They think that all the criticism that they hurl at the administration, they think all the shenanigans they've done around the death of Charlie Kirk is resonating, and it's only resonating in their cocktail group. It's not resonating in the people that actually decide elections.
Yeah, and that's an area of expertise that you've certainly had for the last 10 years. And, you know, John Fetterman is connected in that way because he sees how real people react to this. Yeah. So then you have, you know, let me get this in here because I'm not a particular fan of, you know, people being exposed online if they're your average, ordinary, you know, as I put it, nose-ringed, pink hair-wearing barista at Starbucks. But you do have a lot of people in official positions, government positions, Secret Service, military, education, academia, who have just reacted to this online publicly in horrific ways, and some of them are losing their jobs. Now, you have stories. I think I saw a story in the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all about this angle today. And there is a bit of a, you know, dividing line, I think, there where you need to be cautious. But what would you say about the reaction and the rhetoric and the vileness of some of this costing people their livelihoods?
Okay. Well, young people were basically ding-dongs until we're about 25 years old, right? You know, our brains aren't formed. And as long as you are not a helper, remember Mr. Rogers saying, go to the helpers, right? Because those are the people that will hurt, you know, protect you. As long as they are not helpers, like a police officer, a fireman, a doctor, a teacher, someone that has great influence on providing you care and crafting who you become. I'm not into anybody being ducks like that. They're just fooled. However, if it is someone that is, say, a doctor and wishes everyone associated with Trump or Charlie Kirk also dies a horrific death, then it's like, oh, okay, do I really want this person caring for me? Like, what if I got in a car accident and came in with a MAGA hat on?
Yeah, it's a legit question. It is a legitimate question. So, you've differentiated those two exceptionally well, and that's kind of the way I feel about it as well. Selena, great to have you on. I know it's been a rough week, but I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Take care. I want to play John Fetterman just real quick before the break because I played maybe a small portion of this yesterday, but this, you know, again, why is he the only Democrat saying stuff like this?
Kind of really lost our connection with American voters in ways. And I think we can't just be, well, Trump is always wrong or that we're going to set the country on fire or whatever. That's just not true either, of course.
But when you hear some Democrats saying Trump is acting like an autocrat.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. If you actually compare him to an actual autocrat, that is not just that. You just don't ever, ever compare anyone to Hitler and those kinds of extreme things. And now look what happened to Charlie Kirk. I mean, you know, the man was shot. Now, we have to turn the temperature down. It's like we can't compare people to these kinds of figures in history. And this is not an autocrat. This is a product of a democratic election.
Yeah, and let's not forget, though, the people who are making the comparisons to Hitler, and, you know, he's right about that. How can we just stay out of that business, right? Are all in leadership positions on the left, including the former president and vice.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Present. Sue, I had a few extra minutes this morning, so I started going down the Charlie Sheen documentary rabbit hole.
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure I could take it. Is it absorbing? Is it just, you know, so weird?
Oh, it's absorbing. You know, the thing with a lot of these documentaries that I pointed out on Netflix and Max, and some of them are good, you know, they do multiple parts, right? It's like 3-4 parts, and sometimes you get away, you're like, man, that could have been an hour and 15-minute documentary.
Yes.
You didn't need to drag that out. This one, I think, is two parts, and my sense is by the end, I'm going to say, I want more!
Wow.
Because we love the train wrecks, right? And, you know, he's pretty compelling because he's just shooting straight and telling the story as he remembers it. One of the things that is fascinating, and I think you brought this up recently, is that you know, he was potentially cast to be in the Ralph Macchio role for,
yes,
the Karate Kid, and his dad talked him out of it. Martin talked him out of it because he had this other commitment to a show and said, look, you gave your word.
Yeah.
But he ended up doing okay because he has that bit part in Ferris Bueller.
Oh, and that's
what changed. He was friends with Jennifer Grey. He was even showing up late to the set that day. But I'll get back to more of that because it is pretty interesting. It really is. James Fishback is with us this afternoon. He's been a guest many times on the show. He's founder and executive director of Incubate Debate. How are you, James? Welcome back to the show this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
I so apologize, but you understand the news cycle. We had you scheduled a couple of times to talk about this story that I'm very interested in about the Bureau of Labor Statistics that I think got buried a little bit in all of the news about Charlie last week. But I would be remiss in my duty if I didn't ask you a little bit to reflect on what's happened this past week, especially since, you know, you have focused on, and the way I started getting you on this show is about some of the things that were happening in the world of high school debate, which had gone woke. And here was a guy who was known for debating people civilly in public on a regular basis.
That's exactly right. And I saw Charlie a month ago, and I still can't believe it's real. For all your listeners who know what Charlie stood for, he stood for free speech and open debate, resolving our differences. His campus tour was entitled Prove Me Wrong. He was the only person who really gave the left a real platform to be able to air out their ideas, and then he would calmly, respectfully, logically respond. And it was through that clash of ideas we found that American conservatism was right and right again. And so it's been a tough week, not just for conservatives, but I even think for most Americans. Obviously, there is a minority of people who want to celebrate and glorify assassination, but they're going to be handled with, and you're seeing them lose their jobs and being held accountable, and that's what should happen.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, there have been things that really have been surprising in a good way to me, you know, with some of the professional sports franchises and you know, musicians and artists taking time, and you could hear the crowd reaction, which, you know, in many situations when politics is brought up, there's boos, and maybe there were some boos, but I even saw just a slate that went up on Fox here as I was welcoming you in, that Jamie Lee Curtis, who's no conservative but made some very emotional statements that were appropriate, not inappropriate, about the death of Charlie. So, you know, the reaction and all of the aftermath of this is still to be determined. We found out a lot more information about the shooter today. But really, James, how do you feel it really affects the younger voting base, which, again, there were a lot of people, younger people. I think we all have figured out that there were a lot more of these younger people that were big fans, not just, you know, casual fans of Charlie Kirk, but really, really loyal to him. And that's a movement that can't go away, but who kind of takes on the mantle now?
I think all of us do. I think all of us have an awesome responsibility to hold our own, to defend our views, but to do it in a respectful, factual, and logical way. And so when you say, well, who's going to replace Charlie Kirk, I think everyone listening to Mark Reardon right now has an opportunity to do that, right? So when Donald Trump comes up at the dinner table, or abortion or affirmative action comes up at the water cooler, we have an opportunity and an obligation, I think, to honor Charlie and to say, look, how can I respond? How can I give people the benefit of the doubt? How can I be curious? And how can I use debate as a means to persuade? And that's what I think we'll be able to do in honoring Charlie's legacy.
Yeah, very well stated. James Fishback is with me this afternoon. All right, so let's go to this. This is a pretty significant economic story about the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And a week ago, you know, and again, it got kind of eclipsed by a lot of things that were happening in the news cycle. But we saw that the BLS had to admit that there were 911,000 jobs, almost a million jobs, that Joe Biden and his administration claimed to have created that were never created at all. I mean, we see government numbers that are off and we see revisions all the time, but these are some pretty big revisions, aren't they?
They're massive. I mean, just to give you an idea, there were 950,000 jobs created in actuality, and the government said there was 1.8 million. They overstated it by nearly double, by nearly 100%. This is not an error rate of 1 to 3%. It's an error rate of 100%. And so for anybody at home who was called a tinfoil conspiracy theorist for saying the government cooked the books under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's watch, once again, we've been proven right. The BLS was forced to admit that job creation in 2024 was half of what they told us it was. Imagine President Trump won the historic victory he did with the cooked books from Biden. Imagine how much of a bigger victory, Mark, it would have been had we had actually had some economic sense. But I think it confirmed what many of your listeners know to be true, that the Bidenomics was really a scam. It was a hoax. And this idea that it was the economy stupid, yeah, we believe that. But what we were told by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was, no, you're stupid. The economy's perfect. If you try to question the numbers, it turns out we were right again.
So here's the line in the aftermath of this report from All Things Considered on the now defunded, you know, National Public Radio. Last month, he, the president, fired the previous BLS head after a weaker than expected jobs report, claiming, without evidence, that the agency was manipulating the numbers to make the economy under his term look bad. Well, it certainly looks like the claims had some evidence at this point, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think at the end of the day, you have to look at a very, very simple thing. If you were missing the jobs numbers by 100%, Mark, if you said that there were five apples, and it turns out there were only two apples, you deserve to be fired as an apple farmer. If I said there were two Pringles and there was actually five Pringles, I deserve to be fired as a Pringles manufacturer. It's no different whether you're in agriculture, whether you're a white-collar or blue-collar worker. Why do federal bureaucrats think they can overstate the job numbers, which inform everything from the stock market to company planning, et cetera, and not be held accountable? President Trump has made clear that no one can escape accountability, and we need a BLS commissioner, and I believe that to be E.J. Antoni, who's now set to replace right. the Biden commissioner. He'll be Senate confirmed hopefully here in the next month or so to deliver some real clarity and accuracy to an organization known as the BLS.
I mean, you go across the board here, whether it's the CDC, other government entities, or here with the BLS. I mean, the lack of trust issue certainly is not being reinforced in a positive direction, heading the other way. We're only losing more trust in these institutions.
That's exactly right. This is the latest domino to fall. Obviously, we've seen it before with the CDC. Obviously, most recently with them trying to undermine and collude against Secretary Kennedy. But at the end of the day, this is a validation of many things. It's a validation that the president was right when he said in 2024 that the Biden economy is not as strong as the so-called experts and statisticians had said. And second, it is an indictment of the government statistician complex. Don't believe what you hear. Remember the 100% accuracy in the Pfizer mRNA vaccine? Very, very similar to the 100% overstatement in the jobs numbers in 2024.
What do you think this means then for the overall economy? If you go back, you know, I spent a little time on this last week because I'll put myself in slightly the panicking department, because when the stock market starts to unwind, we all think about our 401ks and what's going to happen. But I even told a friend of mine, mine in March, and I put this day on the calendar for September 12th. It was March 12th. I said, let's take a look at this in 6 months and where we are. And of course, the Dow was at 41,000 on March 12th. On last Friday, it was at 46 almost, and I haven't checked where it is today. But the point is, there were a lot of people that were predicting at the time we're going to head into a recession, a lot of experts, right? There are some economic warning signs out there. I wouldn't deny that. But where do you think that this story kind of plays in the bigger picture of where the economy is?
Well, I think the economy is in great shape. And the truth is that when you think about what has happened in just the past 8 months, the president has brought in $12 trillion of new investment. The jobs numbers that you see every single month don't tell the full picture. You got to pop open the hood. When you pop open the hood, you find that when you deport a million people and when you self-deport a million more, that people who have jobs, according to the government economic figures, are going to lose those jobs. They're going to show up as layoffs. And so, yes, there's going to be a degree of layoffs associated with self-deportation, mass deportation, and the fact that we had upwards of 200,000 people coming into the country every month under Biden, and yep. We don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
So what we've seen since the president took office is 2.5 million American-born, native-born workers now have jobs today than they did on January 20th. That is a massive coup. We saw the retail sales numbers this morning as well. They were three times higher than the Wall Street expert consensus. The jobs numbers have to be understood in the broader context. And the broader context is this economy is firing on all cylinders, and it's still very early. Let's not forget, the big, beautiful bill was just passed into law a little more than 2 months ago. We have a ton of runway, and the golden age is here.
James Fishback, always great to have you on. Outstanding. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great week.
You as well. All right.
So, as many of you, if you're on the X4Only Twitter, you can always follow me at Mark Reardon, KFTK, and then Mark Talk on the Instagram to see some pictures of my bunny. You can also follow the bunny at Oreo Smorio the Bunny on Instagram, too. But I love the sites, and many people love End Wokeness and Libs of TikTok. Looks like End Wokeness has about 4 million followers right now. I think Libs of TikTok has a similar. Let's find out. That'd be interesting to see. 4 million for them, 4.4 for Libs of TikTok. So, what they've been doing for a week now, not completely, consistently on every feed, but there are a lot of different things relating to Charlie Kirk, and there's a lot of folks who have been outed on these sites. For example, here's one from just about a half an hour ago. It says, breaking, Katie Allen, who worked for the Kansas Department of Education and wrote that Charlie's assassination was well-deserved, has been fired. She's also a former chair of the Riley County Democrat Party. And you can go on down the list, and you can see teachers, healthcare workers, other members of the, here's one, Ambler, PA, tax collector and local Democratic Party leader calls for more assassinations and violence. I'm so tired of being told that violence isn't the answer. History is filled with blood. Let's make some more martyrs. So she has now, she's resigned as the vice chair of the Democrat Party. But look, some of this stuff is going to end up going too far, I think. And that's where I have some concerns. I think it was stated very well by Selena Zito earlier in this hour that the people who are supposed to be leaders, whether they're teachers or doctors or, you know, public officials, do have to be held to a higher standard. But then you got Pam Bondi out there. And this is, I think, concerning to very many libertarian conservatives like myself, because, look, if you go to my timeline right now, you want to open this thing up and say all these hate, vile things you're going to prosecute, I guarantee you can go through my Twitter timeline from the last 15 years and find things that somebody, especially in England or in Australia, because they're literally locking people up, arresting people for things that they say that are deemed insensitive or inappropriate on social media, guarantee you there are people, because people have made the case. I've had people on the left, oh, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a transphobe, all these things. So Pam Bondi, the attorney general, says this.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Yeah, but so hate speech is one thing, and hate speech is protected by the Constitution. I know many of you don't want to hear that. This is why I don't agree with President Trump on the flag burning deal, because the Constitution guarantees that right. It's vile. It's reprehensible. It's different if you're inciting violence or a riot or something along those lines. But in this particular case, I'm concerned about Pam Bondi.
That's horrific. It's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that. And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people. You need to look at people who are saying horrible things. And they shouldn't be working with you. Businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. I have Harmeet Dhillon right now in our civil rights unit looking at that immediately, that Office Depot had done that. We're looking at that.
So you have, again, countless examples. If you go to some of these sites that I'm mentioning, like Libs of TikTok, they have been almost every, 10 minutes, half hour, you name it, posting a new person who has said something hateful. Like there's one up here from Bridget Sullivan, who's an athletic trainer at Wake Forest University. And she posts, he had it coming. The audio is all I have to say about that. I'm not sure what audio, but there's all kinds of things where people are up there saying things. And I think all you have to do is open up your Facebook timeline. You're going to see that. I don't want all these people being prosecuted. I don't want the Justice Department to go out against people on Facebook saying stupid stuff, because people say stupid stuff and it is constitutionally protected. Now, you put some of these, political leaders, certainly teachers, professors, people in academia, there are consequences for your free speech. So I will give you your free speech. You have the right to say these things, but you also have the right to be, given consequences for your behavior. I'll guarantee you, if I would do something, now I'm in a public position, a little different, Sue, but if I would post anywhere near on this topic or something similar to what I've seen some of these healthcare professionals, teachers, et cetera, I'd be shown the door. Wouldn't even be close. Wouldn't even be marginal, right?
Yes, and businesses and schools, they have standards that you have to, as an employee, live up to, and you're not.
Well, they used to have that. We'll see. A lot of people are losing their job. There's no doubt about that. We have Sue's News on a Tuesday afternoon coming up after Fox News at 4.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.